understand what the word custom means.
Man, say it.
Understand what the word customs mean. Okay. It's not gonna go to plan. We may need your car a little longer. You know, but anytime I'll tell any one of my guys, things will happen. Things will happen. Things that are out of our control.
It's your dude Jay from Wolfpack, and welcome back to another episode of Performance Talk, where I bring the industry to you and some motivation too. So look, you never know where you're going to find performance. It could be in a garage, it could be at the track, or just in the studio. But either way it goes, we're going to get you where you need to go. So let's get on with the show.
Boom, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Performance Talk. This is episode dos, okay? So I don't know if all of you know, but first I want to say thank you to everybody who has been giving props, who have shared, who have reshared, who have complimented the car, all of that good stuff. I really appreciate all of you all. It's been awesome. We got a real video that's almost at 400,000 views. So with that being said, a lot of people have been commenting on the color of the car and even asking if it's paint or is it a wrap. And I guess, you know, we're going to have a professional who is at hand to answer that. So we got RDE coming on today, Customs. They do custom coating on damn near everything. They do some awesome work. So we're going to bring them in because they're better to answer this question. So we're going to bring in from RDE Customs. See what he got to say. He should be accepting this invite. Hopefully he doesn't reject Wolfpack. And bam, what's going on, Rico?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Man, brother, man, I'm doing good, man. So listen, Rico, why don't you give everybody a little bit of a summary of what RDE Customs does? I'm pretty sure you can do it better than I did. I said y'all do custom coding, but I'm pretty sure you go a little bit more in depth than that.
No worries, bro. I got you. So, yeah, so here at RDE Customs, we do a lot. We specialize in two things, liquid wraps and custom lightings. But that's not all that we do. We also paint calipers. We can sell you wheels and tires. We can do details. We can do ceramic coating, paint corrections, window tint. I mean, typically what you can find at your custom shop. I mean, we're not a one-stop shop. There's some things that we can't do, but I can definitely get my hands and point you in the right directions.
So you plugged in?
Right, right. If you want to put it that way, yeah, yeah.
You plugged in. And y'all are in Atlanta, the Atlanta metro area at least.
Yeah, so we're located in Kennesaw, right around the corner from KSU. So it's not too far. Kind of went out a little bit just to you know, give it a little bit of different scenery. We're close. Like I said, KSU is in our backyard. So, you know, yeah.
So y'all kind of like, y'all almost up there near Ackworth area.
Yeah. We're close to Ackworth. Yes, sir.
I can understand what you're saying as far as like touching on a different area, because you got a bit little different demographic up there as far as automobiles is concerned, especially.
Right. So
I think it puts you in that.
Yeah, putting into the market. I mean, honestly, it just puts us in a mindset to where we kind of be convenient to almost everyone. The demographics up here is a little different versus, you know, what you may find on the south side or what you may find on the east or west side of the actual metropolitan area. So it's not bad. I mean, as anybody, you're going to have your ups and down points, but it's not too bad up here. It's pretty cool. The location that we got is well secure, and you know, a lot of people compliment us on the shop when they come up and see us. So
man, tell me this, how did you even get into this industry? Like, give me a little bit of background on how you got there. Then like, what's the inspiration between by RDE? Because there's some key things that I want to bring up to people that just kind of like wowed me as far as like traditional rap. So give us a little background on you.
All right. So as we all are with this car culture, I've been playing with cars since, you know, I was 4 or 5 years old. I mean, prime example, I mean, customers still to this day, they bring me Hot Wheel cars. Like I have about 40 or 50 Hot Wheel cars. People bring us cars. So, I mean, I've been a car fanatic since day one. But then once I graduated college, I actually went to college for something completely different. Nothing in this field whatsoever. I went and I got a degree, computer engineering, and it wasn't for me no more. I got bored with it, and I just got tired of doing it. So I jumped into mechanics. So I started as an oil change tech at a Toyota dealership. Worked my way up to a lead tech there, and then I transferred to Lexus, and then I went to Kia, Honda, Hyundai, Acura. I went, you know, kind of bounced around, and then I just got tired of that. Right.
Roger.
So I got the experience there, but then I've always loved to, I'm looking at the comments. So
I see you. They just running.
They coming in. I got a little bit of mechanics background, so I kind of felt that was necessary in what I do.
Okay.
And then one thing about me, I always wanted to make vehicles stand out from what, you know, the manufacturer puts out on the street. Even when I had my Hot Wheel cars as a little kid, I would take a permanent marker and color in the screen.
Modifying.
I was modifying the Hot Wheels, bro. As my brother joined in, I started in my garage with this. Literally my garage. Started out with a buddy of mine car, and you know, we was like, what can we do with this? And we just took it and kept going and going, and eventually it got to the point to where people were, hold on a second, what's up?
He said what time will we be about finished with you? We got about
15 minutes.
Okay, give me, what time is it, 3? I'm hoping to try to have it done by 4:30 at the absolute latest.
That's cool.
Sorry about that. So, hey, Tori. Started out in my garage and tried to go as far as I can, and then customers started seeing the work, and then they started wanting the work. So I was trying to organize it to where we could, you know, shoot it at the garage and this, that, and the third. I was honestly, it's funny. I was meeting customers at Starbucks, bro. Like, we was doing consultations at Starbucks because I didn't want people to come to my house. And you know, we had
that coffee, like, right. Hey, you got the coffee.
Hey, it is what it is. We was meeting them at Starbucks and you know, little 24-hour coffee shops or whatever the case that we can to just, you know, try to solidify the deal. And I hated it because I had to actually drive customers' cars to my house, and then my neighbors would be looking like, what is going on? The car would go in the garages one color, leave the garage,
come out something
color,
else.
And it was like, what in the world? So it started there, and then eventually my parents, my wife, I mean, a lot of people just convinced me to just go ahead and just jump out there and do it. I was scared. But then we got into our first shop, and we killed it. We had to move. The first year, I couldn't even renew. It was that busy. Like, it wasn't a huge shop, but I mean, we made it work for us. And, we end up moving here. And as we grew shop, the audience grew as well. So, I mean, I have no regrets. Every day is a different challenge.
Let me ask you this real quick, Rico. Because I'm a paint guy, all right? Okay. So I've been a paint guy. Being born and raised out of Texas, the type of atmosphere we came in, it was all about the spray.
The paint. Houston.
The paint. Exactly. San Antonio, Houston, D-Town. Why do you think there's been a gradual, like, overwhelming shift for, like, the urge to do wraps versus paint jobs?
Well, I want to say price, honestly. I want to say people, I mean, because honestly, you go to Texas now. I mean, them guys, they don't mind dropping $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on a paint job. It's nothing. It's part of the process. Out here, $50,000 for a paint job
ain't happening.
It's not going to happen. So it's, you know, everybody wants to be different, but nobody wants to pay that price to be different. You see what I'm saying? So it kind of helped me to do a lot of research and development to see what area I could kind of corner, you know.
Okay.
There are plenty other liquid wrap shops, you know, around the city, but, you know, I'll go ahead and put it out there. I mean, I'm certified.
Yeah, bro, I was going to say, man, with you saying that, I really didn't even know about the liquid wrap shit until I came across your social media site. Mm-hmm. And when I saw you spraying, I think you were doing a chameleon. I saw you spraying. I was like, damn, that shit fresh. And then I found out it was a wrap. I was like, hold up. They spray. So it's like the paint process, but the end result is a wrap. So, bro, that was the first time I ever came across that.
Yeah.
So that really, you stood out big time for that, man. So what's the difference even between that?
So the difference between the wraps are, I mean, honestly, vinyl wrap, I have nothing bad to say about it. I mean, it was kind of like the game changer when it first was introduced to the market. People was kind of like, wow, you know,
okay.
I mean, it's vinyl. I can change the color of my car, and it was pillable. The only downside to it, as a matter of fact, I can show you.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Here we go. So the only downside to it is, like, with the vinyl, this is what you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get certain colors. So, like, when a customer come in and say, I want a white, I can tell you that, or a customer come in, I mean, you got a handful of whites that you can choose from. And again, it's not to knock vinyl, but the thing is, everybody wants to be different. So let's say we come in, right, you're very limited. I mean, there are a couple of different rap companies that you can choose from, but as with any company, everybody has different qualities. So what a lot of people do is, you know, the first thing they say is, okay, I want, you know, prime example, if you say you want to do color shift in a rap, I mean, you're limited. You know, okay. You're limited to what you can do. I'm not. I can literally take colors and I can make colors up. I can make color shifts do things that you can't do. Now, there are some pluses and some minuses. I see a lot of people saying, what are the biggest differences? Okay, so for starters, if you go cheap with liquid wrap, you're going to get a cheap result. And I'm just going to keep it 1,000 with you guys. If you go cheap with it, you're going to get cheap. And what I mean by that is, so the baseline of liquid wrap is not solvent resistant. It's not chemical resistant. It's basically, it is what it is. It's a liquid wrap. Once it dries, that's it. So when you go to the gas station and you want to try to get, you know, that even number, or you want to try to, you know, put as much in the tank as you can and you spill a little bit over, it'll spill, and gas will ruin a baseline liquid wrap. It will
eat something up.
Or if you take it to a detailer and the detailer think it's just a regular wrap, you don't explain it to them, and they put some kind of harsh chemicals trying to get the bugs and stuff off. Next thing you know, it may damage the wrap. You don't know. Okay. But then there's different levels to it. There's different levels to it. So you can do the base, you can do the mid, and you can do the professional. Okay. I do the professional for a reason. Customers come here. You know, they leave as clients. They come in as a customer. I convert them over to a client because at the end of the day, what our work speaks for itself.
You know, so let me ask you this. Is it fair to say that, like, you're not even going to bother yourself with that, with the lower line of the spray wraps? You're not even bothered with
that? Yeah. No, I get people all the time. Hey, I bought the kit online. How much do you guys charge to install it? We won't. I won't. And it's not so much of, oh man, come on, how much do you guys charge? I pay whatever. Okay, we pay whatever. Return what you just bought and come in and get the products that I serve. Boom. Because at the end of the day, I can stand behind what I'm used to spraying versus going around and trying to please you for little to nothing, knowing that it's going to be nothing but problems later on down the road. So, you know, before we jump into anything, the first thing I do is I have customers come in and we talk. We go over what their overall dream is, what their goal is, what they're trying to get done. And we make it happen. But then, you know, a lot of people come, I want to do this color. But then that's the hardest part for my job, is because I have so many colors to choose from. You can't really make a choice. And then people say, well, what do you think? You know, what do you think? What do you think? So, like, prime example, I don't know if she's still on, but Tori, she came in and she wanted a car with 5 different colors.
Whew. Is this a 5 different color shift or is this 5 different colors?
She came in and was like, I want to incorporate my father's. This is a memorial for my father. I want to incorporate his colors as well as my favorite colors. Okay, not a problem.
Condolences too, by the way.
If she's still on, and we just jumped in and we mixed them up. You know, it's whatever happens. And it came out beyond flawless.
Now, what kind of car was this on?
This was on a Challenger. If you guys go to our page, it's it's the Chameleon Shift. I'll try to post up a picture or a link.
Yeah, definitely, man.
But yeah, it came out exactly what she wanted. I mean, every corner you look, it's a different color, but it was all the colors that she... Matter of fact, I have a speed shape. Give me 1 second.
Let's see that.
So I'm going to go grab the speed shape real quick. And
it's like anything else. You're going to get what you pay for. But the difference here is he's not going to even bother with giving you the cheap. Oh, my gosh. That thing is fire, bro. That is nice. And it brings out the curvatures and the body lines with that color shift, man. That's nice.
So, yeah. So that was just an example of what we made for her. And, I mean, when it boils down to it, bro, is people think I'm in it to try to get rich and things of that nature. I'm in it because I'm really passionate about it.
You need the money to come with it, so you can keep doing what you're doing. People got to understand that, man. Like, it's not about what I'm making. It's about what I'm going to do for you as an end product. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing you should be worried about. Can I validate the amount that I'm charging you? And are you going to be happy at the end of the day? If that's the case, you've got what you needed. Yeah. Like, I don't know why people steadily worry about how much is this dude making versus trying to equate that to how much you want to pay me. Like, that doesn't make no damn sense.
It don't. But, I mean, that's just the society we live in. Everybody wants to know everything about your business. And at the end of the day, all they really care about, what I've learned, is what can you do for them? You know, True. All of my true supporters, all of my true fans, you know, they rock with me regardless. I mean, I have clients that stop by the shop, you know, we kick it, hang out. They don't even want nothing. They just come by and hang out with
us. Just come by,
you know, just seeing what's going on in the shop and things. I mean, and I love it. I love it. And then, you know, when we work, you know, that's kind of what it really boils down to. So this is one of the situations where, man, liquid wrap is a positive thing, but as with any modification to a car, I don't care if it's turbo, superchargers, whatever, you're going to have some downsides to it. You're going to have some negative backlash from it. And I don't have a problem explaining any of those, you know?
Okay.
So let's go through, you know, what's the biggest complaint about a liquid wrap?
What is it?
Number one complaint I get is scratches and peeling.
Okay.
So how do you prevent that? Well, again, it's about taking care of your car. You know, if you go buy a brand new Lamborghini off the showroom floor, you're not going to park it next to the shopping cart thing at the grocery store, right?
Hell no.
Right. You're not. So you kind of got to treat your car just as that, you know, once it's done, you gotta take care of it. You know, you're not going to let that Lamborghini park that Lamborghini under a tree and let that tree sap sit on that car for weeks on end. And then you don't wash it. You're going to take care of it. So that's what I tell people. I've had the liquid wrap that's on my car now, I've had for a little over a year. No problems. One of my guys.
What's the time span on a liquid wrap? Like, if it's totally taken care of, is
taken
there a
care of,
span on that?
Taken care of, you should be getting 3 to 5 years.
Three to five years.
Yep.
So the lifespan is not as long as paint.
No. And that's one of the downsides to, I mean, that's one of the things with cost, you know. You pay for a candy paint job, a true candy paint job,
bro.
I mean, you're gonna pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for that paint job. But twenty years, if that thing is taken care of like it's supposed to,
still
it's
a glass house,
like, right? I can't. I'm not even gonna sit up here and tell nobody that lie. Oh yeah, you get your car liquid wrap, and 20 years later, it's gonna look the exact same. You got sun fading. You got, you know, debris,
environmental issue, debris off the road, and so many other.
Especially if it's a daily driven car.
Got you.
If it's a daily driven car, then I mean, it's taking the everyday abuse. My car, all of our cars that are sprayed here are daily driven. Like, I don't have any garage queens yet, but I don't have that. I don't have that right there. But it's one of the things where, you know, we. I just try to be as honest as I possibly can. And sometimes I lose a sale and sometimes I gain a sale, you know. But at the end of the day, I like to go home and sleep at night. I really care about each and every one of my, you know, clients that we spray, good and bad. You know, I sympathize. You know, I try to do what I can. Sometimes it's just not feasible. Sometimes it's you know, unfortunate. You know, I can't help that somebody tarnish with your car, tamper with your car. Like, that's not
That's out of your control.
That's out of my control. But you better believe it, that if something happened within my powers and or something that me or my team has done, you can bet your ass on it that it's going to get taken care of.
All
you got to do is contact me and we'll figure something out. I mean, I've done it to where I've literally had customers come and pick up their car and don't like the color. I mean, absolutely. They chose the color. They don't like the color. It don't look good on their car. So let's get back in the lab. All right. Well, what I can do is we can peel it. We can do whatever. I can give you a little break on the prices or whatever we can. I can't do much. I try to help out where I can. Some shops, they be like, hey, man, it is what it is.
Facts. Because you chose it at the end of the day.
Right. At the end of the day, you chose the color. Hold on 1 second.
So at the end of the day. Matter of fact, let me ask you this, because that peeling brings me to this, because I know we talked about this at the Clean Culture Show. as far as my calipers were done, and then I wasn't happy about them because on the backside I got custom hardware and I already noticed some peeling. So what is the process for these calipers? Explain that to them, because you explained it to me, all right, and I loved it.
Calipers are completely different. Calipers, okay, we don't do liquid wrap. That is paint. That is automotive paint all day long. And okay, I don't know if my buddy's still on here. Swag Pack Shack was in. He actually did a video for us as well explaining the entire breakdown process. I'm talking from start to finish.
Where can people see that?
It was a YouTube. Is he still on here? I can't tell. If Shaq, if you on here, if you can, post that link about the calipers.
Yeah, if you forward it to me even after the fact, I'll put that in the description so that way when people go back to watch this, they can actually go to that as well.
Got you. So, yeah, we'll make that happen. But basically, it's a multi-step progress. You know, okay, we're not going to sit up here and just throw some spray paint on your car and say everything is all good and dandy. No. First off, we find the color. If you want to do candy, we can do a full candy. Like I told you at the show, we can do a full one-off candy colored paint on your calipers. Not a problem. Okay. But the biggest thing is the base. Our base is ceramic, kind of like the same stuff they use to paint firearms and stuff with. That's what we use as our base.
Okay.
And that right there will retain a lot of the heat that the brakes put off. And most and foremost, it will eliminate that peeling. Because what the peeling is coming from is the heat. The heat is overcooking the paint, and it's going to flake off. And once it starts flaking off, once that clear starts flaking off, it's a wrap from there. So what we do is we do 2 to 3 coats of ceramic base, and the color doesn't really matter because, you know, that's not the final product. Gotcha. Then we go 2 or 3 coats of the actual caliper color that you want to do. And then, depending on how you want to go about it, we can do 3 to 4 coats of clear. We can do, I don't know if I should do it, but I just did a real good buddy of mine. I just did a one-off custom satin.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. He hasn't picked them up yet. Like, he dropped the calipers off with us, and we did it, and it came out.
Good.
I gotta go get it. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
get it.
Let me see that. Let us see that.
I'm gonna go get it. It's
That satin's probably hitting right. What's going on? We got Wireware from Miami here. Yo, if anybody in here is interested in those digital cluster dashes, that's who does them. Wireware Miami, because I know I've been getting a lot of questions on the digital dash and the Integra. They are responsible for that. Holler at them if you want to know about that.
All right. Oh, this thing is heavy.
Oh my gosh. That thing is clean, bro. That satin is on hit. I like that.
So, that, my friend, is, you know, we have options that we can cover.
Okay.
Once, you know, once you get it in. And like I told you, when we get yours in, we got some things in the works for that. I ain't going to tell nobody what we got going, but you know as well as I know what we got going on with it. But we got options, bro. And that's the thing. Doing this, I do it for the passion, you know. And one thing I want people that's watching to understand what the word custom means.
Man, say it, bro.
Understand what the word customs mean, okay? It's not going to go to plan. We may need your car a little longer, you know, but anytime I'll tell any one of my guys, things will happen. Things that are out of our control, you know. Clip may break or whatever the case may be. Paint may not stick to, you know, the surface like we wanted to. Anything can happen. We can't see what's going to happen in the future. Understand that when you drop your car off.
Yep.
Understand that you need to have confidence in that shop, whatever shop it is, that's going to get your car to where it needs to be. You know, I've lost all profits on some jobs because the product didn't come out like it was supposed to. But my client never knew.
See, bro, that's customer service, bro.
And that's the thing. I worked in retail for many, many, many years. And that was one of the things that I learned was customer service. It doesn't matter if I've taken, like I said, complete losses. I've went in debt over some jobs. You know, where I only charge $300-$400 to paint something. That piece don't come out right, and then I go to the manufacturer or the dealership to get it, and it's $600-$700 for that part. My client don't know that.
Already in the hole.
They don't know that. But we got to do what we got to do to make it right. Now, I don't want people to make it seem like we're trying to hide stuff because I disclose everything after it's done.
Got you.
You know, I let my client know, hey, listen, we had a prime example. We was building a set of lights for a Camaro.
Okay.
And the guys was opening up like we do every other light. Well, for some reason, this one right here, the lens decided it wanted to crack.
Ooh.
It wasn't nothing we could do about it. I wasn't mad. I wasn't, you know, it is what it is. But that was $1,400 light that we had to buy.
That's
I called my client and I told him straight up, hey, listen, my guys cracked one of the lights, but I already got another one on order. It'll be here later on this afternoon. We'll be back on schedule, you know, whatnot. I just wanted to let you know ahead of time.
Man,
I appreciate it. I appreciate
that's righteous.
It. But I didn't even charge him $1,400 to do the job. You see what I'm saying? So it didn't, you know, that was just a lost cause. Granted, you want to learn from your mistakes. And honestly, to this day, we still don't know what caused that one to do what it did. But at the end of the day, it's just one of them things. It happens. And that's what I tell my guys. Listen, you can't be scared in this industry. You can't be scared in this world. You got to be able to go ahead and knock it out and have confidence in yourself. If you don't have confidence in yourself, then it ain't no point.
You won't grow, bro. Yeah, you won't go nowhere, bro.
So, you know, and one thing I'm learning as the time goes on, you're not going to be able to please everybody.
Everybody.
It sucks because I'm a kind, anybody that knows me knows me, knows that I'm a kind-hearted person. And I'm going to do whatever I can to try to make you happy. A payment for me is to see smiles on, you know, everybody else's face, no matter what I have to do to get there. But it's really hard having that personality, knowing that I'm not going to be able to please each and every person. And I try, you know, honestly, I try, but I can't do it.
You can't do it. It's impossible, bro. Somebody's always going to have, it's always going to be a certain percentage is going to go the other way, man.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I challenge anybody, you know, to check out, you know, check us out. Look at my reviews.
Oh, y'all got a good rating. I checked your rate. Your rating nice, bro.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's the thing. I don't ask people. I just tell people to be honest. You know, if we suck, we suck. Tell me.
Tell you.
Don't go in, oh, they were great. They were great. You know, this, that, and the third. No. If we suck, we suck. You know, but I'm not going to let that go because at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I can to make it happen. You know, I'm going to make it happen. So, what's up, boss?
So,
yeah, I got one right here.
So, let me ask you this, man, in closing, man. Is there anything that you want the people to know that you got upcoming, maybe new products, maybe a new process, maybe something that you about to get ready to offer? Because I did see that y'all getting more and more into this light customization.
Yes. So, let me get back. I don't know what happened. So, yeah. So, we do got some things coming up. I am getting a little more custom with the lights. We are doing more retrofit builds so we can do, you know, straight custom. And then the process, you know, we starting to dip into more of the detailing, seeing how that works. But then I just landed a huge partnership with a couple of wheel companies. I can't say names
yet.
I got you. We working on that. So, that's going to be coming.
We talking about like, you know, three piece abilities or,
talking whatever you want. Monocores, three piece, two piece, track additions. I mean, we can do it all. So nice. We got some things working there.
Okay.
That's it. Like I said, I mean, we about to hit the ground. Running. I appreciate everybody that checked in. Please stay in contact with us. Follow us. I mean, we try to be real. Also, big things coming. I'm tripping.
What we got?
So, if y'all haven't, I'm going to put the link. But we were on national TV. They did an interview for us on national TV.
Man, you almost forget that.
I don't know, bro. But
congratulations.
I appreciate it. So, that's... kind of putting us on the map a little bit, and that's we're gonna have a little spinoff. So it's gonna be a series. I don't know if it's gonna be national yet or if it's gonna be on Netflix, but we definitely got a series coming. So it's kind of like the real everyday life of, you know, a car custom shop. So y'all gonna kind of see me I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. Y'all gonna see me more. Y'all gonna see me on that screen right. somewhere. I try to be modest sometimes.
I know. I see.
Everybody around me was like, "Bros, just stop. Just be real with them. Just stop. Just tell them. Hey, I'm about to make it. So I'm putting it out there, man. We got some good things coming in the near future. But yeah, definitely check out the shop. I mean, y'all got the information. The information's on our page. You can DM us. I got a team of guys that are amazing. When it comes down to response and things of that nature, follow us on TikTok. I mean, we trying to do it, man. Bet. And always, I never forget where I came from. So if I can help you or anybody else out there in any kind of way, shape, or form, all you got to do is hit me up.
We'll make it happen. Rigo, bro, I really appreciate you and RDE, man, getting with us, taking the time to sit down and talk with us on this episode, man.
Yes, sir.
And like I say, man, when we get ready to do this thing, man, I'm going to YouTube that whole process, man.
Yes,
and anybody
sir.
That's looking for custom coding, like the man said, it's not a one-stop shop, but it's damn near that because he plugged in. If you're in the Atlanta area, if you're traveling through here, even if you're out of state, you want to bring your car here to get done by somebody you know going to stand behind their work, give you quality work at the end of the day and not shade you. RDE Customs is your people, man. So, Rico,
yes,
I really appreciate you, man. We're going to get back with you. Keep us up to breast, man. Pass those links to me. I will put those in the description. And, you know,
when
the movie star stage, I'm just saying, I'd be glad to see that.
Hey, man, listen, I definitely make sure you come in with me. I put it that way. I ain't going to forget about nobody that can help me any way, shape, form, or fashion. So, bro, I appreciate it from the heart, real talk.
Bro. No problem, man. We'll be checking back in with you, man. You take it easy.
Yes, sir.
All right,
man.
All right, everybody. So there you see RDE Customs. You seen that big caliper, man. I mean, matte finish, gloss finish. We talking about doing some things on this. Like you said, we're not going to fully divulge that yet. We're going to be working on that. They are getting into the lights. I love what they're doing on the spray. I love what they do as far as the custom coloring. All right. That's one of the main things, the custom coloring. And Rico hit that shit right on the head. Custom. You can't expect to do a lot of custom things and not have unexpected situations occur. But the biggest thing when you're dealing with a shop that is doing customization is, will they stand behind the project to make sure they get you from point A to point Z successfully? That's the biggest thing. Everything else in between, you got to let that shit ride. You got to understand there are going to be bumps in the road. There were plenty of bumps in the road on this project sitting behind me. But at the end of the day, I had to trust that I was messing with APP, that I was messing with MPC, that I was messing with WireWare, and that those people were going to make sure, like, yo, we started this part of the project together, we're going to make sure we finish. Which, by the way, we got some pretty big-ass things in the works coming, and I'm not going to say yet. I'm also working with somebody that is very close to modifying a part on this car, and I'm looking forward to it because it's something I've been wanting to do, but I just figured I'd wait till it was the right time, and it's about that time to bring some of those pieces together. That will be out sooner, at least probably in the next couple of months. The other portion of this project is going to be a few months in the work because importation is a mother right now, all right? But listen, like I said, this episode was about RDE Customs. Give them a big shout out. Give them a follow. Go check out their page. Check out their work. I appreciate everybody checking in for Performance Talk Episode 2. All rights, visual, audio, reserved by Wolfpack Performance. We're out.
This brings us to another successful Performance Talk podcast. Thanks for joining the podcast family. Don't forget, if you want to enjoy the audio and visual experience of this podcast, you can go over to the Instagram page at Wolfpack Performance, where we go live Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, new episodes will drop here at wolfpackperformance.podbean.com at 12 noon on Saturdays. If you need help with your build, tips, tricks, and hacks, you can check out the YouTube channel for DIY videos at Wolfpack Performance. And like I always say, anything in life is worth building, so just build it.